Case number 12973, Gary and Benita Raby seek a variance from the rear yard aggregate setback requirement for proposed structures. Sections 115, 188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located north of Cormoranit Way within the Bay Forest subdivision. The 91 address is 21000 Cormoranit Way, Ocean View. The zoning district is MRRPC. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 1204. The applicant is seeking a 3.7-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard aggregate for a proposed structure. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? Come forward and be sworn in.
Moving slowly. And carefully.
Understand.
Put that back on, sir.
Gary Raby.
If you would press the button on the... There you go.
There you go. Gary Raby, 21,000 Cormorant Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
Okay. Ma'am, Sharples, where are you at?
Are you going to testify as well, ma'am?
Only if he asks me a question or gets stuck. So I guess maybe.
Yeah, I'll swear you in, too. Okay. Can you state your name and address?
Sure. Benita Raby, and it's 21,000 Cormorant Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're asking for a 3 feet 7 inch variance off of the back corner. It's kind of difficult to see on that area. We have a 72 foot long structure, villa type structure, that barely fits on the property. And we cannot put a three season room on there. If we were to stay within the variance, we could only go 6 feet back. We only have 8 feet to work with, 8 feet and some inches to work with as far as the depth, 8 feet, 5 inches. So the zoning would really limit us to any further building. It would be impossible to build a practical three season room back there, which is what we're requesting. There is a difference in the length of our structure compared to the structures that are also adjoined with us. And it's simply the way that they're constructed. Ours is 10 feet deeper than the structure next to us. And their setback is a little different. There's the photographs can kind of show that when we get to those. We can't develop it any other way because of the nature of the structure. Thank you. Yeah, there, this about 5 feet in back of that property stake is the drainage easement. When we get heavy rains, that fills up with water. We get terrible bug infestations, primarily mosquitoes. That is a reason that we need it. We can't enjoy the property when it does have heavy rains simply because there's no place to be other than indoors with the bugs. The tree line that's back there should be permanent. We have no indication that it's going to be developed. We don't believe that it will be developed. And we're very private compared to other areas in the development. The go ahead.
There's two other properties that have the same structure, the same depth as us, that have already received variances.
Yeah, on Cormorant.
On Cormorant. The addresses are, what are they?
21036 and 2992. So they're relatively close.
For the same exact
reason.
Can we look those up?
They could not build unless they had the variance. And if you look,
one is actually in our same building. It's the opposite end.
Yeah, one is at the opposite end of that. Yeah, right where your arrow is. And the other one is further down the street, I think two or three units down the street, to the left, down the street, with the wood on that. I don't know how old the that aerial photo is, but there's been considerable construction since then. The photographs, if you look, thank you. There you go. There's, we are the only unit there in our building and in the building, the units next to us, that does not have a three-season room built onto it. So we're requesting that we can get this variance that would provide us with a, still provide us with a 16 feet, 4-inch before we hit the property line.
And our contractor is here if you
Have any technical questions as far as what's going on. Our HOA is
has approved
this. Obviously, we can't go forward without your approval. But we're hoping that you'll have an opportunity to look this over and grant our proposal so that we can begin construction before the end of the year.
And our family can enjoy it for sure.
Questions?
The woods that you reference in the back, and first off, your property line is where that, where, let's go back to the, can we go back to the picture with the flat, with the property line flag in it? Is that, you said to the left of that is where the drainage, where the drainage easement is. So is that your property line where the flag is?
The property line is where the flag is, and then the easement would be to the left of that.
So if you were just to look at that, with the blind eye, you'd still be more than 20 feet from the woods anyway.
Oh, gosh, yes. Probably about 30, 35 feet.
The woods that you back up to, is that Bethany Bay?
I'm not sure who owns it. No.
Because if the, if you were talking about not developing it.
It's a farm, I believe. It's owned by the farm on the other side of that, I believe.
No, that's not, because I, when you had referenced it, it wasn't going to be built on. There is a Bethany Bay backs up to some of Bay Forest, and that has an endangered gray fox in it. You can't build on it, so I always thought that's what you were referencing.
I don't think it is, but I.
It's
you
not.
Know.
You can see from here it's not.
Okay.
But you're some. You have been told that they're not going to build on that.
We've been told that, but I wouldn't hold my breath around in Delaware.
Not down there.
The trees are very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Is this three-season room, is it similar in size to the other ones in your neighborhood?
Actually, it'll be a little bit smaller.
Okay.
By a couple of feet. It's rough, approximately 12 by 12.
Thank you.
And a few questions about these sunrooms and your neighbors. Of your neighbors on the same side of the street as you, how many of them or what percentage of them would you approximate have three seasons rooms off the back of their houses?
85%. I was going to say about 85%, probably. It's probably in the, I would be safe guessing 75% or higher.
Okay. Were these homes built with three seasons rooms, or did all of your neighbors add these on later?
I am not aware of any that were built by the builder, by the developer, I should say. They've all had them added on later.
Okay, so this is just something that caught on as a trend. People like to have a three seasons room. Almost every, the vast majority have done a three seasons room. And it, and according to your testimony, a couple of them got variances in order to do that.
Yes.
Because they have the same, we have an extra extension on the bedroom portion of the room that most of them do not have.
Okay, tell me about this extension.
It's what?
Well, it's a 10, it's a, no, it's a, well, yeah, the living room is 6 feet, the bedroom is a 10-foot extension, so they don't quite, if, I'm not sure if you can bring up, if, yeah, you can see it on that diet, the plot plan there, where the wall at the bottom, there's about a 2-foot variance. The bedroom would back up to the part on the left, and the family room with the exit onto the three-season room would be on the right. So there's roughly a 2-foot discrepancy between them.
If you could go to the picture, I think it's labeled page 45 maybe in the packet. Yes, that one right there.
Yep.
So I see your house is on the left, correct?
No.
On the top picture.
Yeah, that is our house there.
And then to the right, there's another house, and I see they've got a screen porch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that this picture here, I see like three windows and then a door and then another window. That there is your bedroom extension. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
The three windows.
So the house on the right does not have that bump out on the back.
Correct.
And because of that bump out, this is what's caused you to not have the room that everyone else had.
Yes.
You got it.
Okay. I'm trying to get to the bottom of how everybody got
these
three seasons rooms without variances, and now you're coming and needing a variance.
Yeah.
Okay, so because of the way your house is built is different than most of the others.
Yes, what's frustrating is we bought the house, we're the second owners. When we bought it, we specifically asked, what do we need? And they said 10 feet, you need 10 feet in the back. And then we found out when we got a contract that we needed 20 feet.
Okay. All right, that's enough for my questions, thank you.
Mr. Short?
Thank you. Did you look at a smaller room? I guess a smaller room is not going to work for your purposes.
If we were to build and stay inside of the variance, the depth of the add-on room would only be like 6 feet, 4 inches. I mean, you couldn't do anything with a room 6 feet, 4 inches deep.
The bump out, this extension, was that built by a prior owner?
Yes, that was built by the developer.
Well, by the prior owner.
By prior owner, yes. The prior owner had that put on the house.
And that in
by the developer.
And your neighbors don't have that type of bump out, is that
several
correct?
Of the neighbors do
except
that have the variance.
Except for those other two that got the variances.
And I will note for the board, there was a variance granted in 2019. For, I believe it's probably the one in the same block. It's 20992 Cormorant Way. That's in the case of Helen Grant. Looks to me like the only board member who was on the board at that time who's there now is Mr. Williamson. Otherwise, the prior board members.
This is a more recent one, if that helps.
21036.
I just have that one in front of me. I don't have the other one.
Okay.
And I believe that one that I was referencing is the one on your block, is it not?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All right, I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
You may have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12973 for Mr. Gary and Benita. I'm going to mess that up. Raby. And entertain a motion. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12973 for Gary and Benita Raby for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to the bump out that was made by a previous owner. Due to such physical circumstances and conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
And I, too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.